Welcome to the Benefits Beat, the podcast that helps you navigate the complex world of benefits and employee health. Together, we're going to deep dive into the industry, breaking down the barriers and exploring different topics surrounding benefits and employee health. We will be bringing in subject matter experts who will share their knowledge, offering tips and tricks to help you understand and, more importantly, benefit from your benefits. Whether it's health insurance, dental, vision, disability, or other lines of coverage, we've got you covered. So join your hosts, Caroline and Zach, every 2 weeks as we explain the nuances, all in an effort to make it easier for you to navigate the world of benefits and improve your health. Our episodes the next few weeks are going to be shorter and sweeter than they typically are, but what we wanted to do is focus on some of the benefits that are offered to you, especially as a first-time health insurance consumer that can be a little bit daunting, a little bit confusing, and something that you don't necessarily interact with. Caroline, can you just tell me just an overall view of what long-term disability handles, what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So long-term disability insurance is what I like to think of as paycheck protection. So in the event that something were to happen to you and you were unable to work due to illness, injury for a long or extended period of time, a long-term disability policy would pay a percentage of your income to you on a monthly basis. So you would not be out completely of a paycheck if you were to, you know, no one wants to think about getting a critical illness like cancer or heart disease or something of that nature. But long-term disability, I would say, is definitely a necessity when you are entering the workforce and getting into your benefit package.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that you hit on there is it's made to protect your paycheck. That's what it's there for. So typically when you look at an employer-sponsored long-term disability plan, they're going to have some sort of limit, right? The point of it is not to just pay you so that you continue to stay out of work. The point of it is to get you back into work, but also make sure that you're taken care of on the back end while you're out. So what you see a lot of employers do is some sort of percentage of your salary, right? Whether that's 50%, whether that's 60%. I think the maximum I've seen is 66.67. But what it's going to do is it's going to replace that percentage of your income. And I'm hoping you can give us just a little bit of difference between what I see a lot of employees get this mixed up with is workers' comp. And there's a lot of differences there. Would you mind just walking through, like, what are the differences between when I'm long-term disability eligible versus workers' comp?
Yeah, so each long-term disability policy has a little bit different definition of what disability is. So on a long-term disability policy, some examples that might make you eligible for that are, like I mentioned earlier, if you were to get diagnosed with, you know, cancer or have some sort of heart disease that would take you out of work for a long extended period of time, then long-term disability is what would replace your income. On the flip side, workers' comp, that is going to pay out if you have an injury that happens while you are on the job. So two separate benefits for two completely different things.
Let's back up a second here. So we're talking long-term disability, right? You mentioned cancer. It seems simple, but long-term is really the definition there of when you're going to be out for an extended period of time. Our last episode talked about short-term disability, right? This is going to be kind of at the end of short-term disability is how I like to think about it. A lot of times employers will have both. I don't see very often that they don't, but they coincide with each other, right? So I'm on short-term, let's say for 90 days, and then I go on to long-term disability. So help our listeners understand, when does long-term disability start and how long does it go on for?
Sure. So to your point, long-term disability typically starts after you've exhausted your short-term disability period. So again, short-term disability, still that paycheck protection for a shorter period of time. And I would even say most employers in the smaller group space, they definitely lean into the long-term disability policies more than short-term disability, because a lot of times employers will default to any paid time off policies, leave policies that they have. So I would say long-term disability is definitely one that we encourage most employers to have. So when you're on your long-term disability policy, they all kind of operate a little bit differently, but the goal is that they are going to work with you because they want you to return to work when you are able, and in a capacity that is best for you. So some policies have two different types of definitions. One is called your own occupation. So that means that the policy would pay if you are unable to perform your own occupation. On the flip side, there's another definition called any occupation. So if you could return to your employer's place of work and they could find you an alternative occupation to work in that would suit the disability that you're out for, then you would essentially be able to come back to work.
Yeah, and we're talking in generalities here, obviously, but all of these policy definitions, coverages, all this good stuff that we're talking about is going to be lined up in, number one, during open enrollment, right? Hey, here's your long-term disability policy. Here's the percentage it's covering. Here's the maximum. Here's the time it allows, all that good stuff. So make sure if you have any questions about it, check with your HR team. Make sure that you understand, okay, I know I'm going to have a surgery that I'm going to be out for 6 months, for example. Understand where your long-term disability covers, what it doesn't cover, right? How long, when does it pay, those sort of things. Ask your HR team. Call us. Call our engagement team if you have questions and you're a HUB client. We can walk you through any of the different obstacles that you might face. And then from Caroline, from an employee's perspective, I think this is probably one of the most frustrating parts about the long-term disability is the process that you have to go through to make sure that it's accepted and it's beginning to pay out. I always tell people long-term disability is one of those things that you don't interact with much. When you do, all you want it to do is pay you quickly and not be a headache because you're already going through something health-related. What does our listeners need to know? Who do they need to reach out to? How do they start the process of long-term disability?
Yeah, great question. So essentially, there's a few key components that you have to complete in order to get your disability claim approved. So number one, typically your employer has to fill out a document that gives some information about the leave itself. You have to complete a statement, and then your physician or your provider has to complete a statement kind of indicating, you know, what the disability is, why you can't perform your basic job function. Those pieces go to the insurance carrier, and then they assess it and then approve, most of the time approve. In very rare cases are they denied, but that can happen pending certain provisions of the policy. So it sounds a little bit daunting, but like I said, if you are a HUB client or employee that needs assistance, you can reach out to our team and we'll make sure to get you the information and point you in the right direction.
I think one of the main keys there is that the insurance company most of the time is going to come back and ask questions, right? Especially if it's a complicated case, they're going to come back and ask for more documentation, XYZ. Just be on the lookout, be prepared for that. It's very, very similar to some sort of surgery that you might have for your health insurance, that they're going to come back, they're going to ask questions, see if it's necessity, if it's a want. Just be prepared. Don't be afraid if they come back and ask questions. It's a typical procedure. Just get everything that you can prepared ahead of time so that when you go through this long-term disability claim, you have it all ready to go.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Caroline.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Nothing we say in this podcast is representative of any specific plan and should not be considered as legal, regulatory, or accounting advice. If there are any discrepancies between what we say and your plan document will prevail. If you have any questions about your benefits, please reach out to your HR representative.